Do you believe that one of the traits that should mark the children of a strong God is stability? I do. Hello, this is Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church in Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day. Turbulent times call for steady, sturdy living, reminding me that God never calls us to do what he can't enable us to do. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:58 lays out a holy challenge at the feet of the ancient Corinthian believers. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. This closing application is no pipe dream. It's the result of a growing, deepening relationship with the God of all comfort. A wider reading of 1 Corinthians reminds us that he is writing to a church not known for its steadiness. Corinth is a place famous for sin, sensationalism, separation, and division. It's a culture in chaos. After outlining the wonder of God's grace, the wisdom available from God, and the counsel of God's Spirit, Paul directs the church to a solid, sanctified stance in a crumbling, dysfunctional community, a tall order for sure. The call to live consistently can only be accomplished with a life firmly rooted in the rock-like character of God. Kipling, in his great poem, says that if you can keep your head when all around you are losing theirs, it's no small feat. Not if, but when we experience the anxiety, trauma, and grief of life as a frail human in a broken cosmos, we will be in need of a stability that is not natural to us. We will need the one who stands when all around our soul gives way. Stability is anchored in trust, and when God is our head, we will keep ours. The two words that loom over our text is steadfast and immovable, words that better describe God than man. I don't think we'll ever be truly stable without close proximity to and deep relationship with the very cornerstone of life, God. If we struggle with faithfulness, we probably have a loose or non-existent relationship with his great faithfulness. To be consistent and conscientious is a solid testimony that we're under the influence of the great I Am. Part of the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ is the long walk of obedience in the same direction that Peterson spoke of. Finally, the realization that this ministry matters, that it makes sense, that it has legs and legitimacy is essential. I'm no rocket scientist, but no one wants to labor in vain, to merely waste away their life in nonsense. Part of the imprint of God on humanity is that we want to live a life that matters, that reverberates with our designer. To love God and to love our neighbors without a cheering section around us demands simple, solid, biblical faith. While living in Nova Scotia, I was once called upon to help fasten a cable to a bridge that was in danger of washing out. I was sent out into the current with a rope around my waist for safety. If you can believe it, I was never really that frightened by what could happen. Here's why. My strong father was holding the line. I had every confidence that he would not let me go and that he was wonderfully capable. It's so true, isn't it? When our strong God holds us firm, we're able to be strong and immovable. Saints, we live in a world that's all shook up, and we have the privilege of being distinctly different. Real pillars, faithful, humble saints who don't do ministry for their own glory and gain are not easily tossed about. A Calvary-sized love burning in our hearts makes all the difference in the world. If you want to have a lasting influence, you will need to know the altogether lovely one, and his name is Jesus. This is Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church, Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.